Okay, so today's daf is daf Yud Beis, or Shal daf Yud Beis. We are on Yud Beis, I guess by the words Bishlama, and we're in the middle of discussing the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So when the world was created, it was the world created in Nisan, was the world created in Tishrei, and we said that Azlu Tamayu, the discussing about the Mabel. Right, we said Azlu Tamayu, that which, when the Pasuk says in the 600th year of the life of Noah, in the second month, on the 17th of that month, that what month is the second? So Rabbi Yeshua says that month was, second month is Iyar, counting from Nisan. For some reason they had this Masorah, this idea that it was either in Nisan or Tishrei, right? Right? So he says, Oso Yom Zid Zayin Iyar, that was the day that the Mazel of Kima, right, Pleiades, the Mazel of Kima was moved. And Rabbi Lazar says that that day was Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, right? So the Gemara then says, so Bishlama, right, Rabbi Yeshua. So that is fourth line on Yud Beis. Bishlama the Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the Mabel began in the beginning of the month of Iyar, Hainu Diksiv, that's why the Pasuk says that the Mabel began with Chodesh HaSheni, because typically we count the months from Nisan, so Chodesh HaSheni would be Iyar. Rabbi Eliezer, my Sheni, why is it called the second month? Even if you believe that the world was created in Tishrei, the Pasuk still calls Tishrei Chodesh HaShvi, right? Echel Chodesh HaShvi, right? So why is it calling Cheshvan the second month? It should be called, why is it calling Cheshvan the second month? It should be called the eighth month. The Gemara says, no, what it means by Sheni here is that it's Sheni Ladin. It's the second month after the Gzeira of the Mabel. The Mabel was Nigzar on Tishrei before, and then this was Nigzar. That was Sheni Ladin. Rashi says, it's in the third short line, Sheni Ladin, Shenigzara Gzeira Aleim B'Tishrei Shalafanav. Previous Tishrei, there was the Gzar Din, so this is the second month of the Gzar Din, which might be the 13th month, but the second month of the, it was the year before, well, it was the second month of the Gzar Din. Okay, so Gemara then asks again, Bishlama, I understand the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, that the Mabel began in Iyar, right? So that's the Zman, because that was the Zman that the Mazel of Kima would set during the day, right? But Hainu, that's why they said that Shishina, right? That Hashem changed it. He changed it and he had the Mazel of Kima come up during the Yom, which messes up the water. There's a Pasuk in Amos that talks about, that mentions that it says, Ose Kima Uxio, says he who makes Pleiades in Orion. Right, the whole Feich Laboker Tzalmaves V'Yom Alay Lechoshech Hakori Lemei Ayam V'Ashbichem Al Pnei Aretz. So right, he one who makes Kima and has to do with the water. Right, so Kima is also mentioned in Iyov in Perik Lamed Ches. So there's the idea that Kima has something to do. Right, he says Kima. He says Hakori Lemei Ayam. Kima has something to do with the water, the flow of the water. So either when you move Kima, you move Kima. He took out the two stars. Right, so either like he pulled the plug and let the water flow out, or when he pulled out the two stars, he made an imbalance, and then the water would begin. But the idea is that the Baisa said that he changed it. Right, Kima was supposed to be right. Kima is supposed to be that supposed to rise during the day, and he made it set during the day. Okay, so he changed it. That's a change. But Ella the Rabbi Eliezer Mashina, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Mabel began in Cheshvan. That is the time that Kima rises during the day. So nothing was changed. So why is right Bryce to say that? What did he change? So he says, he changed Kidder of Chizda. The Tzimut of Chizda says, the Amr of Chizda. The idea is that usually the water that comes up from the home is not boiling hot. It's usually, I guess, except for like in like Wyoming, whatever, except the geysers, right? Where certain geysers are hot. But usually the water is not hot. But here he changed it. Amr of Chizda, Birotkin Kilkulu. Since the Dor HaMabel sinned with rotchin, with heat, with burning desire, so to speak, that they did that for Arayos, u'birotchin midonu, so they were judged with burning hot water. That's what he changed. Birot and kilkulu, what does it mean that they were makalkal, they messed up with rotchin? That's avera. That's the avera of the znus. Avera znus is a burning desire in the body. And then it says, how do we know that the water was hot? Because the pasuk says, it says here by the Mabel, when the water stopped to rain, it says Vayashoku Hamayim. Vayashoku Hamayim, the water ceased. What's the word? But the Shorish is Vayashoku. V'ksiv hasam, and it says elsewhere, in Megillas Esther, it says, V'chamas hamelech shachecha, and the anger, the burning anger of the king died down. So you see that shachecha is used as a verb to describe somebody calming down. And we say, also, you know, when a person is very angry, tell him, you know, chill out, cool down. He's supposed to cool, the idea of being angry is hot. So V'chamas hamelech shachecha, so it's the same shorish by us, by Yishol Kulmayim, which means the water cooled. So that means that they were judged with hot water, and that's the change, the shina that Rabbi Lezer is referring to, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, now the Gemara says, okay, so how do we count? Tanu Rabbanan, learned in the Brisa, Chachmei Yisrael, so the wise men of Israel, Monim Lamabel K'Rabbi Lezer. We count the Mabel based on Rabbi Lezer, meaning, what does that mean? Rashi says, Chachmei Yisrael, Monim Lamabel K'Rabbi Lezer, Monim Shnos Noach, U'Briyas Ha'olam, U'Shnos Ha'doros K'di Rabbi Lezer. Count Noach, count Brias Olam from Tishrei, right? Moni mitishrei tchilas Hashanim. Below Mishum the sphere lay the Tishrei Nivra Olam, not because we believe necessarily that Tishrei is when the world was created. El the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Hashanim, Tishrei is considered Rosh Hashanah Hashanim. V'Nisan Nivra Olam kedatani, but Nisan is when the world was created. Why? So we count the years based on Tishrei, but Litzkufa, when it comes to the Tkufos, comes to the seasons, we count it. And the Mola and everything that we counted based on Nisan, right? Because we believe Nisan was created, when the world was created, and it makes actual sense. Because every, you know, couple of years, you know, we do something called Birchas Hachama. Birchas Hachama, the idea is, it's at the same place in the sun, whether it is or not, but to the same place where the sun was at the time of creation. And what month are we doing Birchas Hachama? Nisan. Seems to be that we're making a bracha on it, that we're passing that the world was created in Nisan, according to that. Birchas Hachama is a pretty good raya that we hold that Nisan. That's what he says over here. Ulu tukufas ka Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua, Rashi says, Kishamonim tukufas Hachama, when we judge the seasons, the halavana monim in Nisan. Lomar, shemi Nisan levro. They were created in Nisan.
No. That's the sun. Sun was day four. Man was day six. And we came from day six.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, but what is
the
Nisan or Tishrei? What? Because you're right about that, but it's right. Nisan or Tishrei. Regardless of man is Nisan or Tishrei,
so then you have to.
We have no idea.
So okay, but there are those. There are those. The Gemara most of the time makes the assumption that it was an assumption that it's day four, day five, day six, or chronologically hour. Like we have days.
We don't know for sure.
I understand that. I said the Gemara makes the assumption that's the case. If that's the case, then they're paskening that Nisan is when the world was created. Even on Rosh Hashanah. And I don't think there's anywhere where we say in Rosh Hashanah that today is the creation of the world. We say Hayom Haras Olam. Haras doesn't mean creation. Haras means a pregnancy. It's an idea of potential, which is a very nice drasha that shows the potential for the next year. Whatever, you can go into that. But I don't know. I'm going to think. I don't know where we say that today is the actual creation. We talk a lot about, maybe we do. I'm online, so someone call and correct. Well, actually, no one listens, so it's okay. But I don't know. He says Lomar should be Nisan Nivro, Ubetchilas Lel Revi in the beginning of the fourth night Shimshe Chama Benisan Lefikach Ain't Kuvas Nisan. No, okay, it's the whole idea that it's.
We always say that Nisan is seasonally Goel.
Right. Well, that's a machlokus here.
But we say, oh, no, that's a tishrei is in the Goel.
Right.
It says that.
Right.
That's a plus
Nisan. So she's a passing like Rabbi Yeshua again.
Exactly.
Right.
And
Right. Only Nisan. Okay. So then, if that's the case, then why are they counting? Why are they making the split? Like, what's the reason why the Chachmei Yisrael would count for the Mabel, count the years based on Tishrei?
Rashi picks that one for the Mabel.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. It's confusing. And then it says over here, the next line, which is fascinating also, it says, but Chachmei Umos Ha'olam. I don't know what they're coming here for. The non-Jewish wise men, Monim Apla Mabel K'Rab Yeshua. They also count the Mabel from Rabbi Yeshua. With these Bible scholars, I don't know who they are, that they need to count the Mabel from Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says, Klomar, Leminyan Shnos Hadoros, Matchila Minisan Limnos. Oh, so they have something to do with the Mabel. Okay. So it seems to be the sort of split in the Chachma Yisrael of when you count. But as Rashi points out, based on this split, it seems to indicate that they're holding that Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had mentioned that on the Echad B'Tishrei is also considered Right, we no longer, yeah, we go home, when your kids come home, we celebrate the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, we say, no, it's the holiday of Aleph Tishrei, because there are other Rosh Hashanahs during the year. I want to be one of those guys. Okay, so, you know I'm going to do it, Mati. Okay. Right, so the Mishnah said, Ve'echa v'tishrei, right, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, u'lishmitim, u'liyovos, u'litia, and the last one up to now is v'yirakos, for the vegetables. So the Gemara, basically that means is that there's, you're taking off Meiser from the Yerakos, which most likely is a Darabanan Meiser. But what happens is, and we'll see later on in the Gemara also, is you can't take off Meiser from vegetables from one year for vegetables for another year. If I have a pile of vegetables, sitting here that grew in year two, I can't take vegetables from year three and say, oh, these I'm taking off Meiser and now those are good to go. It all has to be from the same year. So Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff time. The vegetables from this year count for that year, I'll figure out why, and the vegetables for that year count for that year. So Gemara says now, brings a brisa. It's Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah. It says, Echad the Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for three things. Liyarakos, that's what we have in our Mishnah. Liyamaisros, for Meiser, and for Nadarim. So the Gemara says, okay, what does it mean for Liyarakos? My Ninu, what are Yarakos? It's Meiser Yerek. It's for taking off Meiser of the vegetables, of the Yerek. Right, that's not, again, like we just said. So that is probably, most likely, almost 100%, Maisa de Rabbanan. Maisa de Raisa is dug in Tiros v'Yitzar, and there's a machlokas about Peros, and maybe machlokas about the other Minim, but Yerakos is definitely a din de Rabbanan for the Maiser. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if you're telling me that Yerakos means Maiser, so what's the next word in the Braisa? Maisros. What do you have to say Yerakos if I'm already saying Maisros? As the Gemara says, Hainu Maisros. So why do you have both? So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Tana, the Brisa list, Yerakos, with the Chi of Maisros by them is Midrabanan. And right afterwards, the Katani, Midoraisa. Then it writes, Maisros, when it's referring to things that have a Chi of Doraisa to take Maisros off from them. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, so I'm having Dirabanan and Doraisa. The Gemara asks this question often, the Lisne Doraisa Beresha. Let the din doraisa come first. Isn't that more chashuv? That's a din doraisa, and then have the mice. So it should be maisros yirakos. The Gemara says. It says elsewhere also. Aid de chavivale drushos chazal are very beloved. I'm not sure it means beloved to us or beloved to Hashem, but drushos chazal are very beloved. So atime they go first. So that's why the brisa listed yirakos, which is the maiser derabanan, then listen maisros, which is maiser doraisa. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah doesn't say. Maisros. It just says Yerakos. V'tana didan. How's it work in our Mishnah? So the question is, our Mishnah tana derabanan. Our Mishnah listed the Maiser derabanan. Who then culture came? We learn Mimela that Midoraisa. They also have that their day is Rosh Hashanah. I don't know why that's a culture came. It's culture came that the rule might apply that you can't go from one year to the other. But who says that the Maiser is on the same day? I mean, logically it makes sense, but I'm not sure why it's a kol shekain. I'm not sure why it's a kal v'chomer. But that's what so everyone is agreeing now, our Mishnah and our Braisa are agreeing that the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser, for the Rabbanans and the Raisa is Aleph Tishrei. So the Gemara says, back to our Braisa, the Braisa says Maisros. But why does it say Maisros? We already said the Maiser de Rabbanan for Yerakos. It should just say the words Maiser. Why does it say it in plural? So the Gemara says the listening Maiser, because that's Lashon Yachid. So the Gemara says, no, because Maisros also includes two things, Echad Maiser Behema, the Echad Maiser Dagon. They're talking about two different types of Maiser Doraisa. Maiser Behema, which means a tenth of every animal. So again, an animal has to be born a certain amount of time in the prior year. You cannot take off one animal from animals in the next year, or next year's animals for the previous year. Right, Echad Maiser Behema, the Echad Maiser Dagon, and one is talking about Maiser of produce, that they both have this din, that the cutoff time is Aleph Tishrei. So then the Gemara says also, okay, the Lisne Yerek, why does it say Yerakos in plural? It should say Yerek, well, in singular, because that's all we're talking about is vegetables. So I don't know, I said that's how you speak, it's vegetables. We say Yerakos. We don't say it's Maiser for vegetable, we say it's Maiser for vegetables. Okay, the Gemara asks that, it should be Lashon Yachid. So the Gemara says, Trei Gavne Yerek, there are two types of vegetables. Again, remember, Meiser, in order to be chayv in Meiser, you have to have the process has to be completed, right? You have to smooth off the pile, bring it into the house. So he says there are two types of vegetables, and what these two types of vegetables have a different period where they consider that the Gemar Melacha, that they will be obligated in Maisos. Treikav Neyerek, the Tanan, mentioned the first parak of Maisos, Yerek HaNe'egad, a vegetable that is typically bound, they get tied together, so it's Mechayiv in Maisos, Mishe Ya'aged. You can't snack on it, it gets its full din of Maiser when you tie it up. That's its Gemar Melacha. And right, so from that moment on, you can't eat Achila Sarai, you can't even snack on it. V'she'eino ne'egad, a yerek that's not typically tied together, so that's Mechayiv in Maisos when? Mishe Yemala Esakli, when you fill the kli that you're collecting it in, when it fills the cup, that's the Gemar Melacha. So since we have two different times when there be when it's considered Gemar Melacha for vegetables when it comes to Maiser, the Maiser says Yerakos, not just Yerek. Okay, so continuing on that, the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa regarding discussing the Chiyuv of Maiser and Yerakos. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Again, this is a Tosefta here in Rosh Hashanah. Liki Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. So, also, there are different time periods when we consider that a fruit is complete, and therefore it's completion took place. We go, so Yerakos is easy. Yerakos are considered completed when you pick them. That's the completion time. Other produce, we'll see it's when they're one-third grown. Other things are when they bud. So Yerakos are considered when you pick them. So it says, Likei Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. Let's see, Rashi, one second. Look, last Rashi. Likei Yerek. Ashmi'inan, it's come to show us, the Yerek, Basar Likita Azil Linyan Meiser. Yerek goes according to when they are picked. Right? Afak Pisha God Bashana Achas, even though if they grew in 1 year, Im Nilkek Bishteshanim have a Chadosh V'yoshan. So you can have a produce that grew on in 2020, right? And then you picked it. Oh, that's bad. You could in year one, and then you pick part of it in year one and part of it in year two, then it's going to be different. It's going to have different dinim based on when you picked it. Right? So ain't Torah Chadosh V'yoshan. Okay. So he said, Likate Erev Rosh Hashanah. So I started picking vegetables on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Shelota Achlotavo Shemesh. Before sunset. So now it belongs to that year. V'chazar V'likate Mishetavo Shemesh. And then it's difficult. And then he was malakate them again the next after sunset, meaning on Rosh Hashanah. Well, you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. So Tosel says, V'Yerushalmi Mokila B'Nachri. And for Yerushalmi, he's talking about a non-Jew. So what does that mean, a non-Jew? Does it mean a non-Jew is picking your field? Or maybe it's even deeper. It means a non-Jew is picking his field, and even a non-Jew's field has chiyuv meiser it because you can't. Because even a non-Jew has the mitzvah tulis v'yoris, and then it comes with the whole to do with hetzer mechira comes into play with that. But if shemitah's right, so you get into that sukkah. But okay, so some of it's plucked year erev Rosh Hashanah, some of it's plucked after Rosh Hashanah begins. So the Gemara says, ain't tormim meiser mizel zeh. You can't take truma or meiser from one batch to the other batch. Because like we said, Lefisha ain't Tormin or Meisen, Lomin Achadash al Yashan, Lomin Yashan al Chadash. You can't use the new to part of the old, and you can't use the old to part of the new. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, if that year that he was Malaki the Yerek on Erev Hashanah, Haisa Shnia, right, if it was the second year of Shemitah, Nichneses Lishlishis. So it's year two of the Shemitah cycle going into year three, which means we're moving over. Because year two, you always bring Meiser Rishon. And then on years 3 and 6, you bring Meiser Ani. On the rest of the years, you have a Meiser Sheni. So here you're going from year 2 to year 3. So he says that you can but you also switch over Meiser Rishon to Meiser Sheni. Shnia Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. What you pick before Rosh Hashanah is subject to Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, because that's year 2 of the Shemitah cycle. And when you picked a few hours later, which is already Rosh Hashanah, Shlishis, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. That has the status that you have to take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. Again, because years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, we don't take off Meiser Sheni, we take off Meiser Ani. So Gemara then asks, okay, for Minohan Emili, how do we know, where do we know that in year 3, or that in year 3, we don't do Meiser Sheni? Instead of Meiser Sheni, we do Meiser Ani. Minohan Emili. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi says, Pasuk is in the Torah by the parshas of Vidur Meiser. It says, "Ki techaleh when you complete la'aser is called Meiser to Wascha b'shanah hashlishis in the year when you finish taking off the Meiser on your tool in the year 3 of the cycle, shnas ha'Meiser. It calls year 3 the year of the Meiser in singular, Meiser Meiser. So then, v'nasat le'levi agir yosam v'navi achlu b'sharech v'saveya. Then you give it to the aniyim." So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, it's shnas ha-meiser. We learn that shana she'ein ba ela meiser echad. It's the year that only has one meiser. Not one meiser. It has one meiser of the meisers that we typically bring. Right? HaKetzad. How does that work? Maaser Rishon. You give the Maaser Rishon that you give to the Levi, they give every other year. And that's the only, that's the standard Maaser. And then Maaser Ani. And then you give Maaser Ani. Maaser Sheni, Yibatel. And Maaser Sheni is Batel. So you give Maaser Ani instead of Maaser Sheni. We're talking about year three. Not sure how you get to year, well, you do figure it out in year six. It's maybe every third year. So maybe that's what it means. Within the 6-7 year cycle, there's a 3 year cycle. Okay. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you're saying Shnas HaMaaser, which means Maaser in the singular, so why are you even giving Maaser, why are you even giving Maaser Rishon? Maybe that's Batel also. There's only one Maaser, which the Pasuk mentions, which is Lady like Gavia, some of the Almana, you give to the poor people. So he says, oh, Enu Ella, Af Maaser Rishon, Nami Yibatel. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. Can't be the Maaser Rishon is Batel, because I have other Pesukim that say Maaser Rishon is always. Tamil Omar, the Pasuk says, this is by the Matnas Kahuna, it says, El HaLevim to the Ve'er V'marta Lehem, Ki Tichu Me'es B'nei Yisrael Es HaMaaser Shonasati Lechem Me'itam B'Nachal Aschem. When you take the Maaser that everyone gives you, B'Nachal Aschem, in your area. So there's a Hekish HaKasuv, there's a Hekish between Nachala and Maaser. My Nachala Ein Lo Hefsek. Just like a nachla, Yerusha, there's no hefsek. Someone's not owned something, doesn't inherit something for 2 years and not in the third year. It's continuous. Af Maaser Rishon ain't no hefsek. So to Maaser Rishon, there is no disruption. It's going to be continuous every year. Tainami Hachi, we change the gear. So Tainami Hachi, there's a brisa that says, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that says, Ki tichale la'aser, right, again, the same pasuk, Ki tichale la'aser, right, Shnas HaShlishis, Shnas HaMaaser, it's Shonash Einba Ela Maaser Echad. It's the year that only one Maaser that you did of the prior years, one of the two, is Noheg. HaKetzad, how does that work? Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani, or Maaser Sheni Yibatel. Maaser Sheni goes away. Yochel Af Maaser Rishon, Nam Yibatel. So you might say that even Maaser Rishon also should go away. Talmud Omar. Now, there's a different pasuk. This pasuk is by Bior Maaser. So you have to burn the Maaser. It says, Mikse, at the end of Shalosh Shonim, Totsi is called Maaser Tvoscha, Ubaha Levi, Vager Vayasom, Viachlu Besaveyu, Kozman Sheba Levi Tainlo. Anytime a Levi comes, you have to give him. Which means, Levi can come any year, you give him Maaser any year. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, no, he says, I don't need that. You have the Pasuk that we just learned. Ein Utsarich, Pasuk says, Hare Omer, I'll leave him to the Berle Bermarta Lehem, Ki Tichum Eis Bnei Yisrael, Es Maaser, Ashen Asak Lechem, Meitab Bin Nachal Aschem, again, the Hekesh to Nachala, Hikishu Akasal to Nachala, Ma Nachala Ein Lo Hefsek, Af Maaser Rishon Ein Lo Hefsek. So you see from here, clear that Maaser Sheni is replaced with Maaser Ani on year three. So if Maaser Sheni is replaced with Maaser Ani in year three, that's what the Brisa is telling us, that if year two, you start picking the vegetables, and then you start picking the vegetables again in year three, those two cannot pater each other. One is Maaser Sheni, one is subject to Maaser Ani. Okay. Now the Brisa continued and said that Echa B'Tishrei was Rosh Hashanah for Yerakos, it said. It says Rosh Hashanah for Maisos, which we discussed. And now it's Rosh Hashanah for the Nedarim. Rosh Hashanah for the vows. So what's the story with that? So Tana Rabbanan, again, learning the Brisa, another Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah. Hamuder Hanami Chaveiro. A guy gets into a tiff with his friends. He says, I am not going to make a neder that I'm not going to get any benefit from you. Right? I'm forbidden from getting benefit from you. I said, I'm going to not get benefit from you for a year. For a year, so then Mona Shneimer Sachorish Milom Yom Yom is 12 months from that day. A year from that day. But Im Amar Lishana Zo, if he says I'm not going to get benefit from you for this year, as opposed to a year, he says this year, Afilo Amar Ela BeEsher Matisha BeElul, even if he's standing on the Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kevan Shigia Yom Echa BeTishrei, once we reach the first day of Tishrei, also Lishana, it counts for the year. Same thing with the Malachim, like we said before, that one day can count for a year. And the Gemara says, what about the Mandamru says that you can't, right, we had the Machlokas, whether one day can count for a year, or you need 30 days to count for a year. He says, Vafidu l'manda amar yom echad b'shana eno chashav shana. Even according to the Mandamru says that one day is not sufficient to count for a year, you would need 30 days, nevertheless here he would agree. Why? Dilitziure nashi kablilai. This whole purpose of the neder was to put penance, to make him suffer a little bit. Luhuit starilei. And he suffered because he had one day of suffering that he didn't have, wasn't able to get anah from his friend. That can also count as a year. So Gemara says, okay, the aim of a Nisan. Why are you saying that it turns over, the year flips over by Tishrei? Say it happens in Nisan. What's the limud to say that specifically by Tishrei? So Gemara says, b'nedarim, as we see in the Masech Nedarim when we get there, Amir Shashem, shahalech achar lashem ne'adam. When it comes to Nedarim, you go according to the language that most people use. Despite the fact that we said before, that it seems to be that we paskin that the world was created in Nisan, when we say Rosh Hashanah, right, we mean Alef Tishrei. So he said, this person here also, for a year, when a person says for this year, most people say that this year ends when? Tishrei. That's the new year. So that's why, that's what everyone says about the holiday business, New Year's cards. So that is the new year. So you don't need a drasha for it. That's going to be the year. That's going to be the turning point when it comes to Nidarim. Okay. So now, going back to a little bit of the Meiser, the Brisa before said that by Yerukos, what's the determining point in time to say when, which year the Yerik belongs to? It's when you pull out, when you locate the lika of the produce. So if you pull it out, if you gather it in year two, it's Meiser Sheni, and if you gather it in year three, it's Meiser Ani. And therefore, okay, so the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Meisros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Hatilton. So Tilton is fenugreek, right? That's always translated as fenugreek. I don't know what it is, but Tilton. So Tilton, when it doesn't have the din of Yerek, it's Misha Timtzach. It's considered complete. It's complete, which means that it has now a status of Chayav Meiser, and also can't be taken from one year to the next. It's when it's Shetitzma. We'll see what that, when it seems to take root. See what that means. Hatvua, when it comes to Tvua, which is Dagon, which is wheat, and grapes, the Hazesim, right? It doesn't mention grapes. It just says the Tvua, which is Dagon, and the Zesim, and the olives, right? Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar, those are for sure Chayav Meiser Deoraisa, right? When is their cutoff time? Misha Yaviyu Shlish. It's when they grow a third, when they're a third ripe. So Gemara says, so that's the difference. You see, different produce has different timings. It's all different timing. So Rashi just asks, why did the Mishnah just say Tvua and Zesim? What about the another? They always go together. Right? So Rashi says, Hatvua, he says, Dagon v'tiris kroyin tu Tvua. He says, both grain and grapes and wine are called Tvua. Diksiv, Ktvua's Gorin, and Ktvua's Yekev. It's all considered Tvua. There's Tvua's Gorin, there's a Tvua that goes into the storehouse, and there's Tvua's Yekev, which is from the vines. So Tvua, he says, encompasses both Dagon and Anavim, and Zesim are Shlish. Tosos, one Tosos over here, argues. He doesn't like that, right? Rak says, Perish of Kutchus, Dagon, Batiris, Kroin, Tvua, Diksiv, Ktvua's Gorin, Tvua's Yekev. He says, V'ef Shalom, Akane. He says, impossible to say that. Where's Rashi get that? Chada, the Im Kane, Lo listening Zesim, Bahavul Klag Tvua, Kimo Anavim. If that's the case, then why are you saying Zesim separately? You don't need to say Anavim separately because it's Tvua. Why do you have to say Zesim separately? Right? He says, Kimo listening Bechlag Tvua, Kimo Anavim, the Tarvai Bechlag Tvua's Yekim in you. Because Tvua's Yekev, which is Rashi quotes, includes Zesim. That's also. He says, Va'od, the Shir Echa Tarnagabi. Okay, he's going to ask a question. So Rashi Toso says, Venerally, he says, where is it? El anavim the rice in the new situation. Nearly the chol also shirim over shlishlem. Oh, he says, oh yeah, venerally the chol osan shiurim who have vash shlish. Every time they mention shlish is the number that you need for all of them. However, but he said, but what about in all these other, in the Mishnayos, they never mention Shlish. They mention like when this happens to the produce, when this happens to the produce. So Tosa says, all those things that happen to the produce, that's a Shlish. There's a Simim when it reaches a Shlish. He says, but when it comes to Tvua and Zesim, you can't tell, there's no Simim that says that now they're a third ripe. So you have to say a third ripe. They have to say that they're a third ripe. When we come to the Anavim, there's a Simim that we know at that point in time that they're a third ripe. He says, V'nirli, the chol osan shiurim u'avo shlish alehem. So that's why I mentioned specifically a shlish by tvu and zesim, because you can't say when this happens. You have to say a shlish. Okay, let's just side. So the Gemara then said that the tilton, it's when is it considered that it is grown enough for to be considered that year's? It's misha timsach, misha titzmach. So my misha timsach, so titzmach, you're saying wrong, misha timsach lizroyim. I guess it was when the seed inside begins to sprout. That's why Rashi says it. Then the Gemara says, Hatvua v'hazesim mishivu shlish. The tvua and the zesim is when they grow a third. Minahani, third ripe. Minahani mili. How do I know that? That's the zman that's koveya, the tvua, is the shlish when they become a third ripe. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi says the name of Yochanan, Umatu, and some say he said this Bishmei de Rebbe Yosei Glili, he said the name of Yosei Glili, Amakra, he quotes a pasuk. This pasuk is by the mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah, right after Yovel, it says, Miketz Sheva Shanim, after 7 years, B'moed Shnas HaShmita, at the time of Shnas HaShmita, B'chag HaSukos. The Gemara says, there's a problem with the pasuk, right? It says, Shnas HaShmita, what do you mean? It says, after 7 years, when it's Shmita on Sukkos. What does it mean? If it's after 7 years on Sukkos, it's no longer Shmita. That's the 8th year. So the pasuk seems to be a little difficult. Right? The Gemara says, Shnas HaShmita, Maya Vitite B'chag HaSukos. If it's the end of the year, why is it considered Chag HaSukos? Shminisi, it's the 8th year already. It's not considered Shmita. El Olo Malacha, it comes to teach you, the Torah is telling you, Kol Tfua, Shehevio Shlish, B'Shevius, any produce that grew a third ripe in the year of Shmita, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Atanoi Bo Minog Shvius B'Shminis. It's considered Shmita produce, and you have to treat it like Shmita even in year 8, which is oftentimes why next year, year 8 in Eretz Yisrael, is much more difficult, than, at least the beginning of year 8, is much more difficult than year 7. So he says, where did you get that from? So Amalei Rav Zeira Rav Asi, Rav Zeira says to Rav Asi, wait a second, V'dilma lo ayil klal. Maybe the pasuk is talking about tvua that didn't grow at all in the 7th year. The Ka'am Rahmana, the Torah has come to teach us, where it says, Shnas HaShmita B'chag HaSukos, Tishamit V'tezel Ad Chag HaSukos. That you had this idea of Tosefa Shmita all the way to Sukkos. So say, yeah, that there is this extra 2 weeks of Shmita all the way to Sukkos. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Sata Daitach. You can't think to explain that the Shmita extends into Sukkos. Dichthiv, because the Pasuk says, by Chag HaSukos, it says, V'chag HaAsif, the holiday of the Asif, B'tzeish HaShanah, at the end of the year, which is interesting, calling Sukkos the end of the year. Like this, right? I thought Hashanah was the end of the year. Okay. Rabbi Chag HaSukos, it says Hashanah, V'asbichas Maschah min HaSadah, when you're gathering the produce from the field. So the Gemara says, my Asif, what does it mean, Chag HaSif? So we typically mean, it's just the year that, how that you gather. The Gemara says, no. Ilema Chag HaBad B'zman Asifa. If you talk, mean to say that it's talking about the holiday that comes during the time when you gather, don't say that. Haksiv already says the pasuk, ba'aspicha es masecha min asadeh. So why would it say it twice? We know when it is. Ella, what's asif? Ella, my asif, katsir, to cut. What does that mean? Asif means that it gets cut on Sukkos. The kimul rabbanon and the rabbanon have a mesora. The kol tfua shenixra bechag, all produce that's cut on Sukkos. B'yadua, it's known, shehivia shlish lufnei Rosh Hashanah. It had to grow at least a third before Rosh Hashanah. V'kakari lei, and the Pasuk calls it, b'tzeis Hashanah. You can be gathering the things that grew, I guess, at the end of the year. That's the Pasuk. It's l'chag, that's the zman, when you're gathering the maitzah from the field of Sukkos, it's the stuff that you cut, I guess, that grew before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's clearly, when it says Seis Hashanah, it doesn't mean that you extend Shemitah to that year. I'm not exactly what it means, but it means that you don't extend Shemitah to that year, and therefore the drasha would be that you have here that since it says that it's considered Shminis, even though it's considered Chag HaShminis, it means that stuff that grew the year before still has the status of Shemitah on the holiday of Sukkos, which is year 8. Okay, we'll stop here, pick up tomorrow. Have a good day. You got 10? Going to say Kaddish? Kaddish. 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 Kaddish.